This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Carl Gustav Jung was a psychiatrist and the founder of analytical psychology. He is considered the first modern psychiatrist to view the human psyche as, by nature, religious, and to make it the focus of exploration. Jung emphasized the individuation of a person. The process might be described as being all that we can be by uncovering the hidden parts of our personality through dreams, active imagination, and self-observation. A Nanaimo group interested in Jung's approach to dream interpretation will hold a public lecture on the evening of Saturday, February 4th, 2012. We had planned to speak with John Betts, a Jungian analyst from Victoria, BC, about Jungian dream analysis. Due to scheduling problem, we were unable to present that interview, but in place of that conversation, Dr. Murray Stein and Dr. Jonah Hill are Jungian analysts from Zurich who presented a four-part series entitled The Four Pillars of Jungian Psychotherapy. They envision four central themes of treatment: the concept of individuation, the therapeutic relationship, dream analysis, active imagination, and we share their comments about dream analysis. And this audio is from YouTube.
Unconscious is a dynamic, potentially creative, potentially destructive, nevertheless a very active part of a person's life throughout one's life. And the dream is the best way, or one of the two ways, the other way being active imagination for Jung, but also analysis of projections, transference, and so on. But the dream is a kind of, as Freud said, the royal road to the unconscious. And it exposes the complexes. It sometimes reveals the archetypal background of the complexes. As Patricia Bichon will say this afternoon, it can expose the cultural background of complexes and psychological life. And so it's for Jungians, it's a bit like a doctor using x-rays. It lets you see the inside of the psyche. It gives you access to what's behind the surface. If you don't have that, if you just have your theories and conscious behavior and conscious expression, you're missing a huge part of psychological life. And so because there is this view that the unconscious is so important in one's everyday existence, and that it is potentially also beneficial, that it can promote the emergence of certain contents, which I'll speak about later and John Hill will talk about, that are really very useful in going forward in one's psychological development, in one's individuation, to achieve greater balance, to achieve greater internal coherence and integration and harmony, and to achieve maturity, that one really needs the contents from the unconscious in order to create a whole person. So wholeness being a key idea, key goal, we could say, of the whole project of Jungian psychotherapy to promote wholeness. Jungians can't imagine how you could do that without at least some access to dream material, because the dreams pick up and show you things that are on their way, that are emergent, that are coming, that you might never, just by conscious associations, get to. Jung felt that the free association method went in circles, that you kept going over and over the same ground, your neurosis over and over again, the same complexes, whereas the dream would let you get behind those complexes, would let you see what the psyche is trying to do with the complexes, as he said. The dream doesn't just show the complexes, but it shows you what the self, what the psyche is trying to do with the complexes and how it's trying to work on them. And so really having access to dreams and understanding them gives us a glimpse into the creativity of the psyche. And that's so important in a Jungian perspective, that the psyche is potentially creative, as we say, also destructive. To understand the destructiveness is equally important to understanding the creativeness, of course. And the dream gives us access to both sides of the psyche. So I'm not going to say too much more at this point. I just want to say that the Jungian psychotherapist, the Jungian analyst, does believe it's extremely important to have access to dream material in the course of an analytic work as one assembles a narrative understanding of what one's life has been, is, and potentially could be. So the assembling of this narrative, you could say, a narrative of an unfolding life process, requires that one has access to unconscious material, and the dream is the source of that.
So, hello everyone, I'm John Hill, I've already been introduced, and I'm going to talk about dreams. Of course, the underlying question will be, what are these riddles that we receive night after night? This apparent nonsense. What's in our nature that creates this kind of situation? We wake up each morning and we have all these images and narratives to which we usually have no idea what they're about at the beginning. And if I can help somehow you to appreciate more that other world that dreams represent, that alternative existence that we all share in the nighttime, without ever concluding, now we know what dreams are about, then I think this interview might be helpful. Now, first of all, I'm going to start with dreams in a context. We report dreams, and I work in a psychological, psychoanalytic practice, so therefore I always see dreams in the context of that practice. I mean, evaluated in that context. For example, some people tend to flood me with dreams, just keep presenting dreams, and I never know really where they stand, or I can't make contact with them as people. After all, they are dreaming selves and not just dreams. Or others just present dreams indifferently. I remember one man wrote his dreams down on toilet paper, so that said something about his attitude towards dreams. And I remember another person saying, I give you a dream when I need a break. When analysis gets too intense, I just give you a dream so I can have some breathing space. So all that says that not only is the dream important, but the context in which it's presented. Now, the first picture, which I hope you can see, is that of from a dream in which the analysand, a woman, dreamt of me as a fox-headed being. And it was I was trying to lead her to face into the darkness of her own self. And as you can see by the image of her face, she is terrified. And I think this dream gives something of the role of the dream interpreter or the analyst. In other words, he's a pretty strange figure. After all, the analytical relationship is asymmetrical. We try to know a lot about the analysand and their life, but they know practically nothing about us. So that very often the person who has dreamt says, well, who is this person to whom I am reporting the dream? Can I trust this person? What is he or she thinking about me when I tell the dream? And what will be his or her response to my dream? Will he or she make me more frightened? Will he or she encourage me? So that very much describes the analytical situation, what might be going on in the dreamer's mind. So I find this image useful, and it actually, here's where already amplification was helpful. If you remember Egyptian myth and Egyptian stories, it is the jackal-headed Anubis who leads the person into the underworld. So this gives something like the impersonal role of the analyst, he has a duty to accompany the analysand into the darkness or into the light of their own underworld, of their own psyche. So once somebody sees that this is not just I am a stranger, I'm listening to the dream, I'll just say a few things, maybe to help or to hinder the analysand, the dreamer, but really I have a role to play. I must stay with them as they face all the uncertainties that they are likely to meet in the dream world.
We shared audio from Dr. Murray Stein and Dr. John Hill. The pair of them are Jungian analysts from Zurich. They've presented a four-part series entitled The Four Pillars of Jungian Psychotherapy, and they envision four central themes of treatment: the concept of individuation, the therapeutic relationship, active imagination, and dream analysis. And we just shared their comments about dream analysis, and we got that audio from YouTube. Now, John Betts, who is a Jungian analyst from Victoria, British Columbia, will be in Nanaimo on Saturday, February the 4th, 2012, to present a lecture about Jungian dream interpretation. The lecture will be held at Vancouver Island University from 7 to 10 p.m., and that's on Saturday, February the 4th, from 7 to 10 p.m., Building 180, Room 134. There's a $10 charge for that lecture.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.